MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico State Police Chief Troy Reisler announced his retirement on Tuesday, according to an email from Reisler to NMSP staff. The email states his retirement will be effective Friday, March 13th. In part, the email stated, "It is my hope and expectation that a new chief, either interim or permanent, will be announced by the end of next week." Reisler is the 23rd New Mexico State Police Chief and was a patrol officer in Deming and Moriarty in 2002 before taking on various investigatory roles in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. In 2021, he became Deputy Chief. Tuesday was primary election day in Texas, and voters lined up to cast their ballots for their preferred candidates in state and local races and to voice their opinions on multiple propositions. Much of the spotlight has focused on the state's two primaries for U.S. Senate. On the Republican side, Senator John Cornyn is facing an uphill battle to fend off a primary challenge from Attorney General Ken Paxton and U.S. Representative Wesley Hunt in a race that will probably head to a May runoff. Meanwhile, Democrat U.S. Rep. Jasmine Crockett and State Rep. James Tallarico are each pitching they would be a better pick to lead the Democrat Party in Texas. The unofficial outcome of all races will be known on Wednesday, as Texas has a 24-hour deadline for reporting results. Each party's state chair then does a statewide canvass of races by March 15th, and at that point, statewide primary results become official and final. Students from across New Mexico are gathering in Albuquerque for the 72nd annual DECA Conference and Championship. DECA is an organization that prepares high school students for leadership roles in marketing, finance, hospitality, and management. This week, students are being tested.
We have about 50 different events that students are competing in, and they're all different types. The students have an exam that they take. They have a case study that they only have 10 minutes to prepare for.
Said Debbie Klein, New Mexico DECA Charter Association advisor. Those students who qualify from this competition will move on to the international competition next month in Atlanta. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.